Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Today is Sunday, the 31st of March, 2024, Easter Sunday. Throughout the churches, there is a joyful greeting exchanged, which you may know and which you can join in with. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. I am Nigel Parker, and I'm glad that you can join me for this broadcast of the Word of Grace, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke. Whether you have a church connection or not, whether you're just getting ready to go out and worship this Easter morning, we're glad to have you join with us in this broadcast. If you wish, you can join us in person for all-age worship for Easter morning at 10:30 a.m. at 256 Rue Queen Street in Lennoxville. Words from Isaiah 25. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. On this mountain he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The Sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day they will say, "Surely this is our God. We trusted in him, and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation." Let us pray. God of resurrecting power, you lift our hearts with joy when we see by faith the tomb is empty. God of resurrecting hope, you fill us with excitement when we hear that Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. God of resurrecting love, you embrace us with courage when we trust in the power of new life that you promise in the risen Jesus. We offer you all glory, honor, and praise with hearts overflowing in the name of Jesus. God of resurrecting joy, we confess it is not easy to sustain Easter hope. We let discouragement, fear, and frustration to settle in, and we let anger and anxiety turn our hearts away from you. Resentment and disappointment cling to us, and we forget your great mercy and love. Forgive us. Restore within us the joy and hope you promise us in Christ our risen Lord. Hear the good news. Who is in a position to condemn us? Only Christ, and Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. Christ prays for us. Believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven and set free for new life by God's resurrecting grace. Spirit of resurrecting truth, roll away any assumptions that block our understanding of the Easter story. Open our minds and hearts to receive the good news that Christ is risen indeed. Change our lives with this gift. Alleluia. Amen. Gospel reading is from Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, at verse 1. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away already. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go. Tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Amen. The story of the resurrection in Mark's Gospel is a bit of a shocker. Even though it's the earliest written of the Gospel accounts, it has the least amount of details, and Jesus himself is merely spoken about in the passage. We don't actually meet him in the reading. And once you've become accustomed to the resurrection account of John's Gospel, say, in the intimate garden encounter between Mary and Jesus, or the women's quick obedience in Matthew and Luke, Mark's empty tomb feels, well, a bit more ominous than joyful. Why? For the resurrection is overwhelming. It requires us to lean into the shock and fear that overwhelm the women. I'm not a trauma expert, but as I look at the words that describe what happens to them, finding the tomb empty, talking to this man, probably an angel, and not finding Jesus' body, it's all a traumatic event. And Mark depicts them as moving from alarm in verses 5 and 6 to being seized by terror and amazement and being shut up by fear in verse 8. The word alarm in Greek is ekthambeo, meaning great surprise or perplexity. The situation they find is quite unexpected compared to the purpose for which they come. Now, they could have thought of any number of reasons why Jesus' body was not there. First and foremost being someone removed Jesus' body so that his followers would not have a place to gather. Yet the man or the angel that they encounter tells them why Jesus is no longer there. But this messenger doesn't explain how. He simply moves to telling them to get the word to Jesus' disciples and to Peter so that they will follow him, for he's already on his way to Galilee. And if you literally watch Jesus die on the cross, this is a lot of information and change to take in. What you're seeing now just does not compute with what you saw before. But that's overwhelming resurrection power for you. It's an honest reminder that most of us human beings cannot turn on a dime in the best of circumstances, cannot flip a switch and make sense of major changes that make no earthly sense in just a quick second. As we have thought about during Lent, so much of the good news we receive from Jesus' life and death and now his resurrection takes us a long time to truly grasp and understand. If the disciples, who only, quotes, remembered, unquotes, after the fact, and the women who were so lovingly devoted to Jesus throughout his life and death had a hard time, why would we be any different? God is overwhelming. From who God is to what God does to what only God can do. Whoa! Mark's insight into the resurrection encounter helps us not to take the resurrection for granted. We cannot domesticate and cozy up to the resurrection. Oh, Jesus is risen from the dead. Everything's all going to be right. I'm going to have eternal life on the other side of the grave. It's all over and done with. As we put ourselves in the women's place, we just might be brought to our own terror and amazement at what it actually means. Jesus is alive? He's risen from the dead? You mean I can live forever? The resurrection is the seal of the work of the cross, and it's something only God could do. When we thought death had won and hope was lost, unbeknownst to us, God kept being God, kept working redemption, kept on with the battle against evil and conquered the grave without fanfare, pomp, or circumstance or audience. And Jesus didn't wait around for us to come to him. He went on with his own witnessing and mission and told us to follow him there. Easter means hope. It means a new life, a new start, a land of beginning again. And yes, the second chance is possible. Go and tell the disciples and Peter.
Thank you.
Another reading this morning from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, which in some senses is an even earlier account of the resurrection than the one that we find in the Gospels. The Apostle Paul writes, "Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise you have believed in vain. For what I received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas," that's Peter, "and then to the 12, and after that he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, and then to all the apostles, and last of all he appeared also to me, as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. So whether then it is I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed." Amen. Did you hear that verse again in the middle of that reading? It tells us that when our Lord arose from the grave, he was seen by Cephas, that's Peter, and then by the 12. In Mark's gospel, the women were told to go and tell the disciples and Peter. When our Lord came out of the tomb, one of the first things he did was to find Simon Peter. Peter would have thought that he was finished. He had betrayed his Lord, denied him not once, not twice, but three times. But the Lord Jesus found him. He looked for him. He sought him out. Can you imagine how painful it would have been for Simon Peter to have first seen the wounds of Christ publicly? Can we imagine how impossible with all the others around to pour out our love and remorse in a public setting? Even though Peter had denied Christ publicly, he was forgiven, even privately. Do we know anything of that private encounter? It's not enough simply to hear the good news of the resurrection and know that the second chance is possible and personal. It comes when we have a private encounter with the risen Lord. May this Easter season you find the risen Lord for yourself, not only in the gathering of the Lord's people, perhaps in a church or a gathering, but in the privacy of your own heart as you hear him call you by name. Amen.
Home. See, I don't know how, but there's power in the blue skies, in the midnight, when I'm on my knees. I get on my knees.
Let us pray. We give you all thanks and praise, O God, for you have raised Jesus Christ from the dead and swallowed up death forever. You made the world and all that is in it. You made this day, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. For this is the day your prophets testified about, when you destroy the shroud of death and open the gates of salvation to all who believe. You sent your Son Jesus among us, anointed with your Holy Spirit and power, to preach peace and to heal all who were oppressed. When he was put to death and buried, you broke open the tomb and raised him on this day. And now we need never again search for him in the places of buried dreams, for he is alive and reaches out to us, wiping away our tears and calling us by name, and proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to your glory forever. God of new beginnings, break into your church with resurrecting power. Where congregations are challenged to rethink outreach in changing times, inspire new approaches and renew commitment for today's ministry. Where gathering resources and finding new leaders present challenges, renew our trust in your faithfulness and our hope that remembers the empty tomb. God of new possibilities, break into our relationships with resurrecting power. Where they are vibrant and life-giving, nurture and sustain them. Where there are memories of hurt or current misunderstanding, refresh them with forgiveness and reconciliation. When they are neglected or taken for granted, open our eyes to the great gift we offer each other. God of new opportunity, break into the governance of your world with resurrecting power. Stir the minds and hearts of leaders to work for justice and the equitable sharing of resources. Where violence and conflict threaten the innocent and the earth itself, raise up advocates for peace and negotiators to call combatants to account. Bring wisdom, compassion, and cooperation to all in authority. God of Easter Day, break into our moments of celebration and joy. Give us gratitude, the impulse to share, and a spirit of grace and understanding. Resurrect, renew, and revive our spirits. For we pray in the words that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.